Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a deeper look into Ohio history. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The Ohio Country is a new podcast from Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO. The series is about the historic Ohio tribes that were removed from the Ohio River Valley. But it's not just stuck in the past. It catches up to those tribes today and tells the story of how they're reconnecting with the region. Nina Ellis co-created the podcast with Chris Welter, and she joins me to discuss. Hi, Nina.
Hey, Claire.
So in your first episode, you speak with Chief Glenna Wallace of the Eastern Shawnee.
The more you know about your culture, the more you want to learn. There is something addictive about it. There is something that is fulfilling about it.
The history of indigenous tribes in the Ohio River Valley stretches over thousands of years. So how did you choose what to highlight as you set out to tell this story?
The pressing question for us was, what happened to the tribes? And how was it that the tribes came to be removed by the United States government? This story has been told for hundreds of years from a white perspective, from an American government perspective. But when you start to look at this same story, this same set of facts through an indigenous lens, you see a completely different story. So we worked with indigenous scholars from around the Midwest and Oklahoma to hear the story in a different way. And we think it gets us a little closer to this more inclusive Ohio history.
Yeah, one of those experts that you spoke with was Talon Silverhorn, a citizen of the Eastern Shawnee tribe, and something he said really struck me.
When it comes to history, in my opinion, there's a lot more to be learned from the realities of history than, you know, what we portray and invent about history.
So how did you see that tension between myth and reality play out as you started to dig into this history?
Well, there's a lot of myth, right? There's a lot of myth. And honestly, I have to say, I didn't even know it was myth until I started to scratch at it. One myth is that the Ohio River Valley was a pristine wilderness before the settlers came. That's not true. This was a region that had been inhabited for thousands of years, and this landscape was very carefully managed with ecological approaches by the tribes, right? Another one that is a tragic myth, that the tribal people were savages who did not understand the land that they were living on, that they didn't understand what could be done with this land, right? And it's, to say those words out loud is just horrible, but it was a predominant myth.
Talon Silverhorn, who we heard from earlier, was instrumental in creating the newly opened Great Council State Park, which aims in part to tell the story of Native people in Ohio. How else are tribal citizens telling history in a new way and reconnecting with the land here?
There's a new exhibit at Fort Recovery that was collaboratively created with a group of indigenous women scholars and Ball State University and the Ohio History Connection to retell the story of the defeat of Arthur St. Clair by the 9 confederated tribes. So there are many new collaborations going on, new approaches to storytelling, but we're a little behind many other states who have indigenous tribes. Tribal governments based there are way ahead of us in this regard, but there is an effort being made and it is happening here in Ohio.
Nina Ellis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Claire.
Nina Ellis is co-creator of The Ohio Country. It's available at WYSO.org and wherever you get your podcasts. That's all today from The Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.